Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be going the whole nine yards today, ladies and gentlemen. It is the sixth day of September 2009 on this Sunday edition. We have the founder and head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage, joining us in the second hour today to respond to the extremely shoddy piece trying to demonize 9/11 Truth and those questioning government-sponsored terrorism that was actually funded by a foreign country. That's who produced it and funded it for the National Geographic Channel. We're going to play some clips from the show and debunk the debunkers in the second hour today with Richard Gage. Look forward to having him on the show with us. This ties in with Van Jones, the White House green jobs czar, resigning last night for supposedly signing a 2004 petition to reopen the investigation of 9/11. Now, seven members of the 10-member commission have said that. But this is a little-known secret. And so that's just a standard leftist or Democratic position because they thought it would burn George Bush. I'm apolitical. I go where the truth is. I'm exposing Barack Obama. I'm exposing George Bush. The facts are the media want to make this a left-right issue about 9/11 truth when it isn't. I am the founder of 9/11 Truth. I'm the first person to talk about 9/11, the attack on the World Trade Center. Talked about it months and months before it happened. Said they were probably going to blow up the towers and blame it on their CIA asset, Osama bin Laden. So if anybody can speak today for 9/11 Truth, it's me. A dangerous position, but I'm happy to take it because if we don't expose government-sponsored terrorism, the establishment with 9/11 and 7/7 and many other events are going to continue to stage events and use that as a pretext to clamp down and take the liberties of the general public. As the Club of Rome has said, as many other government documents have stated, Council on Foreign Relations documents, Pentagon documents, Operation Northwoods, Army field manuals, they're all declassified, explaining why the government stages terror attacks or provocateurs attacks or funds criminal groups to carry out attacks and then burns a patsy or two. There's different variants of this. A real terror attack not funded by the people being attacked is extremely rare. They do exist, though you could count them on one hand that we know of. Because whoever's being attacked gets to play the part of the victim and gets to strike back out. So how do you start preemptive wars? You have a self-inflicted wound. How many college students have been caught painting swastikas on their dorms or sending inward emails to themselves? How many synagogues have been caught painting swastikas on their buildings to get sympathy and funding? In every case that we know of, this is what's happening. This is what's developing. This is what's unfolding. That's another form of false flag terror attack. So we're going to break that down today and a bunch of other big issues coming up after this break. But I'm going to get into Van Jones, why he really had to resign. They're just trying to tag 9/11 Truth onto it. Huge, gigantic, the biggest flu development, the biggest developments in flu news in the last 8-9 months, we've been warning you this is upcoming. And coming up Tuesday, folks, the biggest news story we've ever broken. So I just want to foreshadow that a little bit for you. The biggest initiative we've ever launched. Very, very exciting. That's coming up in 48 hours, or less than 48 hours. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the website. Stay with us.
Hello.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Very important radio broadcast lined up for you today on this Sunday, the sixth day of September 2009. We got 2 hours laying out before us. I do this abbreviated transmission every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, 3 to 5 Mountain, 2 to 4 Pacific. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, let me tell you what's on our plate. It's going to be fast-moving, very important radio show today. So please call your friends and family, whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, you name it. Please tell your friends and family to tune in now. Coming up, the most important developments in the last 9 months that we've been tracking this government-run flu hoax. Remember, long before April, I went on air in January, in February, especially on March 5th, did 4 hours on my weekday show saying they're going to stage some type of flu event. I had emergency managers on the show, journalists on the show. I mean, we had the intel. We told you then in April we were really at level 6. 4 months later, the media admitted, okay, we were really at level 6 already under UN control. So you need to listen to us when we break this down, the information we're about to cover. We know what we're talking about. This is directly from the World Health Organization, hidden in plain view. This came out Friday evening. This came out in plain view, and this is even being mentioned in the mainstream media, but as minor footnotes, like it's no big deal. Now, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we also simulcast the radio show as a / TV show. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member and don't watch the show live, don't worry, it always gets ripped to the four winds all over the internet, which we love. I want to thank all the folks out there doing that, but especially the PrisonPlanet.tv members, because it's one thing for people to hear this on the radio and not go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where we post everything we talk about on the radio show every day so you can read along with us. Even if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can go to the site and read all these documents. But for people watching, they get to see the documents. So here is the World Health Organization document. Right here, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be going over this. It is Safety of Pandemic Vaccines, Pandemic H1N1 2009 Briefing Note 6. And this came out way back August 6th. It took us about 27, 28 days to find this. Again, and it's listeners that pointed this out. It's people that found this information. Just like in the healthcare bill, there's an implantable microchip section. Jason Burma showed me that 2 weeks ago in the office, and I kind of rolled my eyes and forgot about it. And then it's mainstream ABC News last week. The point is, don't think we're noticing and seeing all this. It's you giving us the tips that allow us to ferret this out. What am I talking about? What is this new United Nations document? Who admits to releasing pandemic viruses into population via mock-up viruses? Now, remember back in April, having different medical doctors on, Tenpenny and a bunch of other people, quite frankly, I can't even remember which one it was that said it, but they said there's a good chance, was it Steve Quayle? I forget, that this is a simulant weakened virus they've released and that they're tracking the spread of it and that the government is doing this to, quote, give people an immunity to a weaponized swine flu down the road. That was kind of the angle being put out by people that were trying to be devil's advocate, because clearly, this is the key, the flu virus, the H1N1, part human, part pig, part bird, was clearly manufactured in a lab. I mean, that's been admitted in the BBC and Reuters, and top virologists are on record. So then why were they hyping it up and freaking out like it was the end of the world in April? Why had they been making secret preparations in January and February for mass graves, crematoriums, martial law, homeland security, brigade, homeland? Now they want 400,000 troops on the streets of America. The Hill newspaper and the Progressive are both reporting. In fact, here's that article on the 400,000 troops. Got that for people. Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. That's from the Progressive. Why did we see all this big preparation for something that hadn't even showed up yet? Then exactly what they said was going to show up shows up. The virologists look at it under electron microscopes and say, this was made in a lab. But then we notice it's not killing that many people. And then folks noticed in the patents issued by several big vaccine makers, they mentioned virus simulants or weakened viruses, and then now the WHO is saying these were released. And they just make this announcement like they're talking about the price of gasoline or the price of milk or the price of, you know, natural gas. I mean, they're just announcing it real calmly like it's some boring stat when this is a huge development. We know this was manufactured. So if it starts killing a bunch of people, or the vaccine starts killing a bunch of people, this is an inside job. Now, we don't know. We don't know if this is a cover for the federalization and internationalization and the UN directing all the nations of the planet, a big beta test for world government. I mean, the UN admits they're using it for that and say it's a great day for globalization and global governance. But the question is, does it stop there? I don't know. You can't look into the future and tell exactly what's going to happen. I mean, it's bad enough they're making tens of billions off these vaccines. It's bad enough that it has mercury in it, and they're admitting it does. It's bad enough that it has the accelerants, the chemicals in it that cause an autoimmune response that are triggering diabetes, brain damage, autism. I had a brain surgeon, top neurologist, on for an hour and 45 minutes Friday, Dr. Blaylock, breaking down. I mean, the medical literature, the terms were discovered by him in the last 20 years. I mean, this is like the brainiac that all of the, you know, brain experts and the experts on Alzheimer's being a chronic inflammation of the brain. They know it's MSG. They know it's aspartame. They know it's the mercury in the shots. And they know that once you take enough of this stuff, that's it. You're going to have brain inflammation. I mean, that's why these Alzheimer patients fade in and out. It's the inflammation. But look. And the government's not going to tell you this, folks. They did it to you. It's a chemical weapon, a cocktail of chemical weapons. Regardless, I'm digressing. We know that it's a staged vaccine. We know all the fear-mongering is staged. And then I've got AOL News, AP, swine flu sickens 2,000 at one university alone. Ladies and gentlemen, this came out Friday. More than 2,000 students at Washington State University have come down with swine flu symptoms in just the first week of classes, school officials said Friday. So if this is a foreshadowing of 18,500 students, and you've got more than 1%, 1 out of 10, 2,000 out of 18,500 is more than 1 out of 10 or more than 10%. With it, this is going to be a massive flu season. And we know it's manufactured. That's not debated. Now, what to make of this? I don't know. I mean, we're looking at the pieces, but there's only a few more pieces to put in place here, and it isn't looking good. So let me just go over this for you. This is from Dr. Marcola, marcola.com. We also have the Health Ranger, with their news, Natural News, and direct links to the World Health Organization. There's also a detailed report out of Global Research we got up on InfoWars.com right now. Who admits to releasing pandemic virus into population via mock-up vaccines? The document on the WHO website, link below, states that it is common procedure to release pandemic viruses into the population in order to get a jump ahead of the real pandemic, as so to fast-track the vaccine when it's needed. Now we're going to break. We're going to read this article, read what the UN says, tie this in with all the other areas. Then we're getting into the youth brigade, the president's speech, the PSYOP there to the kids, 9/11, all the debunking they're going on of 9/11 truth, what's really behind that. Very important radio show lined up today. Richard Gage coming up next hour, and I'm going to foreshadow.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. So if we have over 36,000 Americans die every year from the regular run-of-the-mill flu, out of nowhere comes this engineered super flu. Doesn't have super bad kill rates. It just spreads super fast. And they say it could potentially mutate into the mega death. I mean, if 40 million were killed by the 1918 Spanish flu, different headlines say this could kill hundreds of millions, even billions. I don't know if that's true. All we know is the World Health Organization, just calmly out in the open, admits that governments are releasing flu viruses on purpose. Now, remember what happened in trials in Europe just this year. A whole bunch of homeless people were killed in flu trials, and people have gone to jail for that, but not the pharmaceutical companies that hired city officials to administer it to homeless. In fact, let's just do that for people watching and listening in case they doubt. Just search engine, homeless die in flu trials. And they gave it to 100 at one clinic, and 23 died. We'll show you that headline. London Telegraph, BBC, AP, you name it. Now, then Baxter Pharmaceutical mixes weaponized bird flu that has a 90-plus percent kill rate in humans with vaccines. By the grace of God, a vaccine distributor tests it, finds it, when it was still in the larger vaccine preparations, hadn't been put into single-use vials yet. Now, you add that now with all this talk of martial law and the government saying, get ready for martial law and flu's coming and it's going to be this big crisis. And suddenly you have Congressman Brown and Congressman Paul and former Republican leader Dick Armey is in the Dallas Morning News 2 weeks ago saying they may use the flu as a controlled crisis, a stage crisis, to pass health care reform. And then you have this, Bloomberg today. Obama may need sense of crisis to revive health care overhaul. President Barack Obama returns to Washington next week in search of one thing that can revive his health care overhaul, a sense of crisis. And guess what? That sense of crisis could be the flu. Facing polls showing a drop in his approval, diminished support from independents, factors within his own Democratic Party and factions, and the united Republican opposition, Obama must recapture the sense of urgency that led to the passage of the economic rescue package in February, analysts said. And they say, what is that crisis going to be? And then, here's the big news from Marcola.com, NaturalNews.com. We have all these stories posted up at Infowars.com right now with direct links to the World Health Organization. That's the United Nations. That's the private corporate holding company that is carrying out the eugenics medical tyranny. Who admits to releasing pandemic virus into population via mock-up vaccines? The document on the WHO website, link below, states that it is common procedure to release pandemic viruses into the population in order to get a jump ahead of the real pandemic so as to fast-track the vaccine for when it is needed. In Europe, some manufacturers have conducted advanced studies using so-called mock-up vaccine. Mock-up vaccines contain an active ingredient for an influenza virus that has not circulated recently in human populations and thus mimics the novelty of the pandemic virus. And right before all this broke out in Mexico City, they were doing these inoculation trials. According to the World Health Organization, such advanced studies can greatly expedite regulatory approval, sources said. And I remember having guests on who went to the Norvitas. In fact, it was Dr. Lynn Horowitz was the main one, and went and showed Baxter and a couple other companies. And he mentioned their own patents in 97, 98, 99, where they were talking about releasing simulants. And he went wild on air. He was one of the guests saying these may be simulants already released because their documents said it. Well, now here's the WHO saying it's been done. So there needs to be an investigation. Who did this? Did it cause the deaths? What's in the vaccine? I mean, folks, this is staring you in the face. And I heard a talk show host last night, Kenny Romeyer, I was listening to his show, mentioned that he was watching one of those, I think it was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or whatever, where the person calls in, you have the lifelines, and they ask the people, how many U.S. senators are there? And no one can answer it, and then the person called their lifeline, and they didn't know. In fact, cue up Miss South Carolina for me. Folks, Miss South Carolina is what the general public's like. Listen, you better get as informed about the history of biological weapons and governments releasing them on people. You better get as informed about eugenics and eugenical systems as you are about applying makeup or acting tough or going to the gym or driving a big truck with big tires. I don't care if you wear cowboy hats, have big tires, have tattoos. I don't care. I don't care if you're a yuppie who wears sweaters tied, you know, in a knot around their neck. I don't care. What I care about is that you're experts in all of that, but not experts in the real world. And the host made a good point. I mean, what has become of this country? Most people don't know the three branches of government. Nothing. They don't understand that the Pentagon admits, and Dick Cheney wrote, even the Austin American Statesman decried this to their credit, in 2001, that he wanted to release race-specific bioweapons. You know what a race-specific bioweapon is? It's more important than your hair falling out. It's more important than the UT Longhorns won last night and what Mac Brown says. And I'm not saying it isn't important to care about Mac Brown and the Longhorns. Fine. You're supposed to have a good time in life sometimes. But you're supposed to also know that foreign banks stole $23.7 trillion and want to fully bankrupt the country and want an excuse to bring in martial law. And they may do it with this flu situation unless we get the word out and warn them. Play Miss South Carolina. Here is this moron.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Just and you watch those shows, maybe 60% of those women are just like that. They don't know what planet they're on. They're all obsessed with their lips and their skin instead of walking out at night and going, I mean, last night I walked outside at 9 o'clock outside the studio, giant red moon right on the horizon. I was just stunned by the beauty of the universe and the clouds and just everything. And meanwhile, most people are looking down in the dirt. They're insecure. Madison Avenue's made them feel like they're worthless. They don't know anything about the real world, the beauty of the world, much less all the wicked things that are threatening our free society and all the good things in life. Let me tell you something. The government will release a deadly flu if they feel like it and kill your kids deader than a hammer. They took over 4,000 foster kids and radiated them to death. So you better get informed about these issues. We're going to come back and explain what the simulant viruses are they're releasing, what I think's really going on, and a lot more, the indoctrination of the youth. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. PrisonPlanet.tv is the live point for the TV show that we simulcast in the radio. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER, safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, let me boil it down, simplify it here. I know most of you understand, but there's a lot of people that are like Miss South Carolina. The government says, take your shot, take your Gardasil shot. They go in, roll their sleeve up, drop dead, and love it. Yes, Gardasil's caused quite a few deaths. That's a whole separate vaccine. World Health Organization admits to releasing pandemic viruses into population via mock-up vaccines. Now, this is on the World Health Organization site. And just like the White House science czar calmly came out in the Wall Street Journal and said, yeah, we are adding stuff to jet fuel and chemtrailing the atmosphere to change the Earth's atmosphere, but details are classified. All these years we told you what they were doing. He comes out and admits the exact chemicals and compounds, aluminum dioxide, barium salts, that scientists that we've interviewed and that have done the research have shown was in it. And they just announce it. So if we make a big deal politically out of it, they just go, yeah, big deal, we're doing it. Yeah, big deal, we released the viruses. Now let's move on. Just kind of like, oh, yeah, Charles Manson's going to be over for dinner tonight. It's no big deal. Let's just move on here. Or kind of like, you know, your dad comes home from work and says, I killed 25 people. They're buried in the basement. I'm a serial killer. You know, and then no one acts like it's any big deal. It's just, oh, government released it. Oh, They're having flu trials in Europe, and it's killing a bunch of people with the vaccines. Oh, I just showed you the headlines. Oh, there's all these internal government reports about how it's in the past and currently linked to Guillain-Barré's disease and all these other neurological disorders. So let me put it in boiled down layman terms for Miss South Carolina, okay? Three major vaccine makers that just so happened to get the government contracts the last 2 months put patents in for the exact strain and mutation of the H1N1 that we're currently seeing. And in their own filings and in the World Health Organization's own filings, simulant viruses, manufactured viruses that can still kill you but are, quote, weaker, they say have been released, and they say because they've already released it, it allows them to get quicker approval for the vaccine. So they had these viruses, they've been messing with them, engineering them all these years, and the rationale from the different, and here's the problem, I had Dr. Horowitz, Dr. Tenpenny, a whole bunch of doctors, medical doctors and others here, and I'm trying to remember, because I remember, you know, we're all learning together. Back during April when all this was going on, I'm going, excuse me? And they're going, yeah, look at this document. In this patent filing, this company says that they're preparing to release simulant viruses. And look at this UN document. And just now is this getting attention. See, I don't have all the answers. Because it's so big, hidden in plain view. It's so outrageous that I don't even know how to deal with this. So let's get Dr. Marcola on. Let's get Dr. Horowitz on next week. Let's get Dr. Tenpenny on. And then let me go back into my files out there from April, because I remember talking to a physician at the state level who gave us that secret document that we were really at level six, and everybody laughed at me, and then months later they go, oh, we were at level six back then. Well, yeah, the document had names of the state and federal doctors and their phone numbers, people. Just like I broke the MIAC report and the DHS report saying veterans and gun owners were the number one terrorist and Homeland Security was set up for us. I mean, I can't help it that we break so much here. We broke the secret FBI training video last week where they're saying all Americans are basically terrorists. That's a real FBI training video. I mean, but that's why they've got a leg up on us, is because this is so outrageous and just so in your face. It's like dad coming home when you're a kid sitting out at the dinner table and going, oh, I got three dead bodies out in the trunk in the car. Come on out and help me get them out. You know, you're just not registering it. You know, it's so over the top. Dr. Marcola writes, on June 11th, the World Health Organization raised its swine flu pandemic from 5 to 6. It was really raised in April. Phase 6 is the highest level alert and reflects the speed with which the virus is spreading, not its severity. This classification also allows for vaccine quantity for fast-track procedure for licensing and approval, and the process is now ongoing for the swine flu vaccine. What you may not know, however, is that the WHO, together with health officials, regulatory authorities, and vaccine manufacturers, yeah, it's a revolving door at the WHO with the executives of the vaccine companies, have been working since 2007, long before this new threat of the swine flu emerged, to explore a broad range of issues surrounding the regulatory approval for pandemic vaccines. According to the WHO website, ways were sought to shorten time between the emergence of a pandemic virus and the availability of safe, effective vaccines. And that's what they say in these filings. Oh, we'll release the H1N1, but weaker, in case it ever really got out. This is a virus they made. So that if it ever does come out, we'll have a vaccine ready, and we can study how it mutates in people. This is kind of like, we're going to go ahead and set fire to your house just to do a test and see if it ever gets caught on fire, how to deal with it. And then even if you buy into this sick logic where the whole world's a test tube and these mad eugenic scientists are playing games with our lives, why isn't this a bigger issue? Why is it just hidden in plain view in the filings of the vaccine makers? It's kind of like the government admits mass graves, mass quarantines, forced inoculation preparations. Every day we post different states, federal government, other governments' admissions, but it's hardly ever in the news, and people send me emails saying, are you making this up? Yes, it's real. No, we're not making it up. Yes, we document it all. Does that mean they're going to a real pandemic? They've already declared one. Does that mean millions are going to die? I don't know. These people are capable of anything. And let me tell you something. If you and your wife and children get a weaponized flu and you die in a matter of hours from the hemorrhagic autoimmune response where your lungs fill with water within a matter of minutes, you have an autoimmune response and you're dying or your child is dead, this is not a game. This is more important than your local college football team. This is more important than getting your hair done. This is more important than your yard being green and not having dead spots. This, I mean, all I'm asking people is get informed. I mean, you don't have to believe my interpretation of things. You don't have to buy into what I'm saying. You don't have to believe my views. Just for heaven's sakes, when I get up here and I show you and read the headline on air, World Health Organization Briefing Note 6, August 6, 2009, where they admit they're releasing viruses to mimic the one that's now out, and then scientists look at the current H1N1 and clearly say it's manufactured, this is a serious crime. But you're not going to get investigations from the FBI. And why? Because that's controlled from the top by these eugenicists. And I want to ask FBI agents, I mean, is it fun when your dad dies of Lou Gehrig's from the vaccines? Is it fun when you get Alzheimer's when you're 45? Now all these young people getting it? Is it fun that your daughter takes the HPV shot, Gardasil, and has autoimmune response and gets sterilized? I mean, don't believe me? Just Google Gardasil deaths. Here, do it right now for us on screen. Again, we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the radio show, in living color. I mean, you know, this has to be addressed. I'm not here calling for revolution. I'm not here calling for confrontation. The military, the police, the FBI, all of us are being treaded on. Whether you're an auto mechanic, a radio talk show host, a doctor, a lawyer, I mean, you know, don't tread on us. Stop it. Stop putting sodium fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals in the water. I got a tour of the Austin Water Treatment Plant. They admitted they put hundreds of chemicals in the water. And the people there said, we don't like it. Ladies and gentlemen, death toll linked to Gardasil vaccine rises. Complications include shock, foaming at mouth, convulsions, and coma. All right, when we come back, I'm going to shift gears into the police state, Obama's speech to the kids, Van Jones resigning, a whole lot more, but it looks like they've kicked off the fear-mongering. 10%, really about 11%, 2,000 of 18,500 students at Washington State have the flu, and they're saying it may be the swine flu.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio-blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As I said, the media is reporting about quarantines all over the country with universities where the government has control. They're beta testing and showing the public how the lockdowns are going to happen, how the inoculations are going to happen. They're creating the fear, the panic for the vaccine that was patented in 2007 and 2008 by different companies, the exact same genetic code. And then the virologists look at the vaccine and say this was engineered. We can all put 2 plus 2 together. Now, is this a staged event just to sell vaccine? Or is there something in the vaccine? Or do they know this virus in the human body or the vaccine itself is going to cause mutations? Do they know it's going to turn into something hyper deadly? Because when you read the White House science czar and George Bush Sr.'s advisor, Ehrlichman, writing textbooks praising eugenics and saying we need a deadly flu, deadly Ebola to wipe out most of the earth. And then, you know, the history of chemical, biological, radiological testing on the people of the world. And then now this whole police state grid is in place. It really makes you have a lot of concern. So we'll continue to cover that throughout the week. Okay, let me get into free speech now. This Oakland admitted hardcore Maoist communist. I mean, he admits he's a communist. We played those clips last week. We're going to play some more coming up here in a moment. Van Jones, why would an administration that got four times the money from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase than John McCain? And again, I'm not saying I was for John McCain. John McCain wasn't even in the running. It was always about Obama. That's why would the ultra-rich put Obama in power and then he brings in masses of on-the-record communists? And why do we even call that leftists? Big money always wants fascism, communism, socialism. They want command and control. They want to centralize power. No matter if you're a communist or socialist or fascist country, there's police in black ski masks, black uniforms, spies, cameras, tattletale groups. The president is on big telescreens and movie theater screens announcing to the youth. The president or the dictator, the Fuhrer, always reaches out to the youth. See, the establishment gives you all these fake choices of command and control, fascist, communist, socialist, but it always ends in the same thing. And then Van Jones, it came out, called Republicans scum and all these cuss words. He called for total wealth redistribution. He called for boycotts and shutting down talk radio. So that made him an enemy of the mainline conservatives. And he was already going to be discarded. Then it came out that Van Jones, in fact, we'll punch up a picture of him on screen for everybody watching. Then it came out that Van Jones was a 9/11 truther. And we've now confirmed in 2002 he took part in a march. We've confirmed in 2004 he signed the petition. And that's the only good thing to his credit. But see, you notice, though, he didn't do that once he became a czar with incredible power over green jobs and the takeover of our economy. You notice once he got in a position of power, Van Jones shut up about it, and he denied 9/11 truth once he got put under pressure for it. Because, see, he was only doing it for political control and power. That's what these poverty pimps do, is they go and join every group. 9/11 truth is not a left-wing or right-wing issue. I want to read to everybody out there what the 9/11 Commission said, bipartisan and appointed by Bush. And we have this article posted up on Infowars.com. It's highly credible people. Normally I'd show this on TV, but it's got an email up in the corner I don't want to put on TV. The co-chairs of the 911 Commission, Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, said that the CIA and likely the White House obstructed our investigation. The co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission also said the 9/11 commissioners knew that the military officials misrepresented the facts of the commission, and the commission considered recommending criminal charges for such false statements, yet didn't bother to tell the American people. Indeed, the co-chairs of the commission now admit that the commission largely operated based on political considerations. There's links to mainstream news on all of this. This is Washington Post. 911 Commission co-chair Lee Hamilton says, "I don't believe for a minute we got everything right, that the commission was set up to fail, that people should keep asking questions about 9/11, the 9/11 debate should continue. The 9/11 Commission report was only the first draft of history." 911 Commissioner Bob Carey said that there are ample reasons to suspect that there may be some administrative and some alternative to what we outlined in our version we didn't have access to. 911 Commissioner Timothy Romer said, "We were extremely frustrated with the false statements we were getting." Former 911 Commissioner Max Cleland resigned from the commission, stating, "It is a national scandal. The investigation is now compromised. And one of these days, we will have to get a full story because the 9/11 issue is so important to America that the White House wants to cover it up." 9/11 Commissioner John Lehman said, "We purposely put together a staff that had, in a way, conflicts of interest." The senior counsel, the 9/11 Commission, John Farmer, who led the 9/11 staff inquiry, said, "I was shocked at how different the truth was from the way it was described. The tapes told a radically different story from what had been told to us and the public for 2 years. This is not spin. What we were told is not true." So I babbled through those. But the point is, the 9/11 Commission said this was a complete fraud and a lie, and what happened on 9/11 was a lie. We have declassified government documents like Operation Northwoods that ABC News and Baltimore Sun reported on, where the U.S. government planned to bomb U.S. cities to blame it on foreign enemies. The Pentagon has declassified that they staged all sorts of attacks, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty, to get us into wars, or to try to get us into wars. So to say that no one should investigate this and no one should ask questions, well, why doesn't the media attack the 9/11 Commission members? They don't. They just lie and say that the commission members are in total agreement on the official story. We're going to play a clip of that from National Geographic's latest propaganda brainwashing piece coming up in the next hour with Richard Gage. But here is Van Jones, the Green Jobs Coordinator, engaging in the Hegelian dialectic, not just a problem-reaction-solution, but he talks about things like integration, not discriminating, blacks having rights. You agree with that. Then he drops in the middle, total redistribution of all wealth, going farther than Lenin and Mao and Stalin. Okay? You understand? So notice his psyop here. Then he goes on to say, the green system is a total revolution to take over the American society. And that's what it is. Only select corporations and businesses are going to be able to operate. They admit, under the green bill that's passed the House, not the Senate yet, the global warming bill, that they can regulate selectively whatever they want, that 35 agencies are given unlimited power. This is a mafia takeover. Let's start playing the Van Jones clip.
One of the things that has happened, I think, too often to progressives is that we don't understand the relationship between minimum goals and maximum goals. Right after Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat, if the civil rights leaders had jumped out and said, okay, now we want reparations for slavery, we want redistribution of all wealth, and we want to legalize mixed marriages, that had been there. They had come out with a maximum program the very next day, they'd have been laughed at. Instead, they came out with a very minimum program. We just want to integrate these buses. The students a few years later came out with a very minimum program. We just want to sit at the lunch counter. But inside that minimum demand was a very radical kernel that eventually meant that from 1954 to 1968, you know, complete revolution was on the table, for this country. And I think that this green movement has to pursue those same steps and stages. Right now we're saying we want, to move from suicidal gray capitalism to some kind of eco-capitalism, where at least we're not fast-tracking the destruction of the whole planet. Will that be enough? No, it won't be enough. We want to go beyond systems of exploitation and oppression altogether, but that's a process. And I think what's great about the movement that's beginning to emerge is that the crisis is so severe in terms of joblessness, violence, and now ecological.
All right, threat. Folks. Next hour coming up, we'll finish up with this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.